An expanded Grand River Corridor, a more integrated trail system, and an increase in accessible neighborhood parks are part of the vision that the Grand Rapids Parks and Recreation Department sees as the city continues to expand and develop. The five-year strategic plan unveiling shed a little light on what the department hopes Grand Rapids Parks will look like in the next 5 years. Parks and Rec Director David Marquardt says much of the plan came from the public's input, and a common theme was to celebrate Grand Rapids' natural beauty.
The most exciting thing about this plan is the fact that it's built off of thousands of community voices. It's those voices, those stories that have really shaped this plan and the recommendations that are coming out of it. And what we've been hearing loud and clear is that there is a justification and a reason for focusing on Grand Rapids' distinct ecology. And so that ecology that we live in here in Grand Rapids is really what is coming forward and shaping these plan recommendations and the framework around which all of these recommendations are taking place.
One vision for Grand Rapids Parks in the future came from Mayor Rosalind Bliss. In her State of the City speech when she took office last year, Mayor Bliss called for parks to become learning labs for the city's youth. Marquardt explains.
Grand Rapids Parks in the future won't just be the parks as we know them today, or the parks that we've known in the past. And so what we take that to mean as a part of this planning effort is building off, again, of that ecology, that distinct ecology that we live in here in Grand Rapids, and using that as a tool to not only form the different amenities within our parks, but use those as ways in which we can bring in different educators to our park system and begin to teach children about that distinct ecology in which we do live.
The final draft of the plan will be available to the public on January 20th. The department will present the five-year plan to the state of Michigan this March. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.